For the first time, South Sudan recently joined the rest of the world in marking International Museum Day. But the country faces significant challenges in protecting and promoting its cultural and natural diversity. Deng Nial Cho, a national expert on heritage issues, says after its civil war, South Sudan started to forget about its culture and the need to preserve its treasures. He thinks last week's inaugural celebration of Museum Day will lead to discovering more artifacts and history.
The day is very important for us because South Sudan has a potential material culture which has been taken a long time ago. Then they need to be restituted back to South Sudan so our young people, our generation can come and learn from our great past, which was part of the ancient Sudan, especially with the kingdom of Kush. Sudan, before it became South Sudan, was part of the ancient kingdom of Africans. Among them is Kush Kingdom. We have been told there are more than 2,000 items taken from South Sudan to Europe, to America.
Charles Kitapimo, the acting director general for the museum at the Minister of Culture, Museums and National Heritage, says the prolonged conflict in South Sudan has resulted in many treasures being kept elsewhere. The lack of a museum building makes it hard to properly preserve these items.
The challenge now, we don't have a place for the museum. A building special for the museum we don't have. We have some of artifacts and then items for the museum. At the moment, it was temporarily in the Director of Archives because they have a building there, so we kept them there.
Nial urges communities to preserve cultural artifacts to ensure that South Sudan's rich heritage is not lost.
The more they preserve culture material, the more they preserve their languages, the more they preserve their values, the using of this material. Because nowadays, without having a past, you will not be able to have the present. How they fall in love with the culture, at the end of the day, they will have peace. Because South Sudan people, they don't know themselves. But when they come through a culture program, they will know themselves. They are one people in one environment within a peaceful country, South Sudan.
Justin Billy, a national expert for music, drama and culture at UNESCO, and a dean at the School of Art and Drama at the University of Juba, says the High Council for Research needs to be tasked with documenting important treasures.
We need to have experts, people who know exactly what to do in that field. We need enough budget to collect and do research and collect all those material. We need a commitment from the community, from the government, and then we need to engage the people who are really professional in this field, addition to the political will of how we need to tell our stories.
Nadia Arop Dudi, the Minister of Culture, Museums and National Heritage, says her ministry has developed policies and laws but lacks the infrastructure. She emphasizes that preserving the heritage should be the responsibility of all South Sudanese.
Whether you are in the private sector, whether you are in the public sector, whether you are in the NGO, are supporting partners in the country, we are call upon you all that let us establish museum in the country because we need to preserve our heritage that has been lost for long and we need to keep it. The history cannot be just lost because the people are neglecting their history. Let us get back to think about what our ancestors leave to us. Any history need to be registered and need to be preserved.
International Museum Day, celebrated annually on May 18th, raises public awareness of the role museums play in preserving artistic, cultural and historical artifacts. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.